Oes gynnwch chi? Have you got? Cofiwch, mae treigliad meddal yn dod yn syth ar ôl y cwestiwn sgynnwch chi. Remember, a soft mutation follows immediately after the question sgynnwch chi. For example, have you got a car? Is not sgynnwch chi car, but sgynnwch chi gar.
Rwan eich tro chi. Now your turn. Try these.
Have you got a house?
Sgynnwch chi dŷ?
Have you got work?
Sgynnwch chi waith?
Have you got an address?
Sgynnwch chi gyfeiriad?
Have you got a postcode?
Sgynnwch chi gôt post?
Have you got experience?
Sgynnwch chi brofiad? You may not always hear, oes gynnwch chi. People often just say, sgynnwch chi. However, it's important to know the word in full, as it will help you to remember the correct yes, no, which are oes, for yes, I have, and nac oes, for no, I haven't.
Gofynnwch ac atebwch y cwestiynau yma'n Gymraeg. Ask and answer the following questions in Welsh.
Ask, have you got a family?
Sgynnwch chi deulu?
Answer, yes, I have.
Oes.
Ask, have you got a phone number?
Sgynnwch chi rif ffôn?
Answer, no, I haven't.
Nac oes.
Ask, have you got a computer?
Sgynnwch chi gyfrifiadur?
Answer, yes, I have.
Oes.
Ask, have you got a driving license?
Sgynnwch chi drwydded yrru?
Answer, no, I haven't, unfortunately.
Nac oes yn anffodus.
Ask, have you got children?
Sgynnwch chi blant?
Answer, yes. I've got two sons.
Oes, mae gen i ddau fab.
Note that in Welsh, when we put a number before a noun, the noun remains singular. So we don't say two children or three dogs, we say two child and three dog. Grandewch ar Ceri yn sôn am ei theulu. Listen to Ceri talking about her family. Listen for dau or tri and the singular noun. Ceri has three children, two sons and a daughter.
Hello, Ceri dwi. Mae gen i dri phlentyn, dau fab a merch.
If the noun is feminine, like merch, daughter, or cath, cat, we must use these feminine numbers.
Dau, in front of masculine words.
For example, dau, gi.
Two dogs.
Dwy, in front of feminine words.
For example, dwy, ddynes.
Two, women.
Tri, in front of masculine words.
For example, tri, mab.
Three sons.
Tair in front of feminine words.
For example, tair, cadair.
Three chairs.
Pedwar in front of masculine words.
For example, pedwar, car.
Four cars.
Pedair in front of feminine words.
For example, pedair, swyddfa.
Four offices. Cofiwch, mae treigliad meddal yn dod yn syth ar ôl mae gen i. Remember, A soft mutation follows immediately after mae gen i.
Gwrandewch ar Ifan yn sôn am ei deulu. Listen to Ifan talking about his family. He has three daughters and two cats. He also has two cars.
Hello, Ifan dw i. Mae gen i dair merch a dwy gath. Hefyd, mae gen i ddau gar.
Eich tro chi i ymarfer, mae gen i. Your turn to practice, mae gen i. I've got.
Say that you've got one daughter.
Mae gen i un ferch.
Say that you've got two boys.
Mae gen i ddau fachgen.
Say that you've got two sisters.
Mae gen i ddwy chwaer.
Say that you've got four cats.
Mae gen i bedair cath.
We can add or enw, called or named, to these sentences if you want to say what someone or something is called.
For example, mae gen i un ferch o'r enw Gwen. I have one daughter called Gwen. Mae gen i ddau fab o'r enw Carwyn a Geraint. I have two sons called Carwyn and Geraint.
Eich tro chi, a chofiwch am y treiglad meddal. Your turn, and remember the soft mutation after mae gen i.
Say that you've got three sisters called Sioned, Anwen and Catrin.
Mae gen i dair chwaer o'r enw Sioned, Anwen a Catrin.
Say that you've got two dogs called Pero and Spot.
Mae gen i ddau gi o'r enw Pero a Spot.
Say that you've got a friend called Joe.
Mae gen i ffrind o'r enw Joe.
Say that you've got four brothers called Ben, Will, Kai and Tom.
Mae gen i bedwar brawd o'r enw Ben, Will, Kai a Tom.